How did you learn about the stock market? What was the first time that you actually took interest in stocks and wanted to start investing? Let me know in the comments, in the description, wherever you're watching this at. Let me know. All right, let's get into the podcast. What's up, guys? It's your boy Ty, and I appreciate y'all coming to check me out wherever you're catching this at. If it's on YouTube, if it's on the podcast, either way, I appreciate you coming to check me out. Make sure you subscribe to the channel or subscribe to the podcast so you guys can see exclusive content from me when I do these podcast videos and when I have guests. I have exclusive content in the podcast if you become a subscriber, and if you're on YouTube, hey, you know, go ahead, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel so you can come back and see me. All right, today's topic on the Money Talks, today's topic is investing. Investing is something that everyone should be aware of because investing is a prime way to build wealth. To build wealth passively. You know, everybody talk about passive income. Investing is a way to build passive income. All right. And I have this conversation with people all the time. They have questions and they want to know, Ty, how do I start investing? Where do I start? What do I need to do? Can you manage stuff for me? No. I can't manage anything for anyone, because I'm not a financial advisor. If you need a financial advisor, please seek out one. I only can tell you off my experience and what I see in the market, and I just keep it 100 with you. All right. So, with that being said, I do want to say that investing can be easy. It can be simple. It can be as difficult as you want it to be and as easy as you want it to be. It all depends on what you want. So I'm going to go over a few key tips about investing and where to start. So this is for my beginners. If you're a new investor, or you know, you just want some insight, or you want to know where you should start as a new investor or investing for beginners, I'm going to help you out just a little bit. And these are my tips. You know, this isn't me reading off a list. It's just me going through the market, seeing it, and, you know, learning from my experience in the market. All right. So first off, I like to ask the question, as I did at the beginning of the video, like, how did you start investing? What made you think about the stock market? Make sure you guys drop that information in the comments or, you know, the post, wherever you're catching this at. So me, I'm gonna tell you about my experience, right? I started investing. The reason I got into the stock market, or even looked into the stock market, was because a conversation we had at work. I was at work and I was talking to one of my colleagues, and we were talking about our retirement plans. And my retirement plan, I had it for a while, and I had it managed by, you know, the company's managers. So, like, if you work with a company, a lot of times they'll say, you know, this retirement firm or this company offers a service. You can have them manage your funds and stuff like that. And that's what I was doing. But then COVID happened, and, man, my retirement account went down hard. And of course, a lot of other stocks went down, and a lot of other investments for everyone went down. But I was like, man, I'm paying these people to, you know, look out for my money, and they basically couldn't do anything about it. They didn't see anything before anyone else. I'm like, man, I could have done that. They didn't move anything. They left everything where it was at. Of course, that's a smart thing to do if you know anything about, you know, stock market crashes. But I'm like, they did nothing to prevent it. So, man, I need to learn how to do this myself. And one of my colleagues was like, man, you tripping. You should have been learning how to do that. I mean, you giving them your money. I was like, dang. You know, you're right. And then he started talking about stocks, you know, certain stocks like Tesla and all these other stocks that he was investing into. And he was telling me I should buy this stock, check this stock out, do this. And I'm just like, okay, the stock market. All right, from that point, I went on and I learned about the stock market. I heard everything he said, but I didn't react on just basically what he was telling me to do. I picked up a book and I learned the basics on the stock market. I read Stock Market for Beginners. No, A Beginner's Guide to the Stock Market by Matthew Crider. I believe that's the title of it. And it was pretty simple how he broke it down and kept everything in simple terms. So that's a good book if anybody, you know, looking for a book. But I started with that book, and it taught me the basics of investing, PE ratio, making sure you look for those valuable companies, things like that. And from there, I automatically felt like I knew what the hell I was doing. You know, I know what I'm doing. I'm good. I felt confident in what I was doing. And I took over, you know, my investing account, retirement investing account. I started managing that so I actually can see what was going on and I can understand how to move things around. And I started investing with Robinhood shortly after. And I started opening up a bunch of different accounts for, you know, different various reasons. But anyway, that's how I started my journey into the stock market. And like I said, it was just because I had a conversation with someone about investing. I didn't, of course, just go off of what that person said. I didn't just invest in everything that person said invest into. I listened to the person. We had a conversation. And from that conversation, it made me want to go and learn about the stock market. You know, that is the power of just having the conversation. That's the power of just having the money talk. So, and at this age, I'm 30-something years old when I'm talking about this. This happened. You know, I'm learning about the stock market at 30 because that was the first time I had the conversation about stocks with someone. And that made me go do some research on it. So that's my journey, how I started in the stock market. Let me know what you guys think about that. Let me know how y'all started in the stock market, what sparked your interest about stocks. Because before this conversation with this guy, the stocks and everything, it seemed like foreign language. That's the whole purpose I had the investment firm that, you know, my retirement was with. I let that company manage my funds because I thought that stuff was highly complicated, and stocks and things like that, I didn't know what was going on. So I wasn't going to try my hand at something I didn't know, you know, what was going on. But I went and learned about it, and it's not hard at all. All right, so again, that's why money talks, conversations about investing is important. It's very important. And you know, one thing, I'm about to sidebar real quick, but I was talking to a guy, and I was telling him that I want to, what I was doing with my podcast, with my YouTube channel, you know, I kind of want to talk about wealth and help people become wealthy and just, you know, start the conversations about wealth so we all can build wealth, you know, just by sparking conversation. He was like, let me ask you this, are you wealthy yet? I'm building my way up to being wealthy. But he said, are you wealthy? You can't start talking about being, you know, rich or making money or becoming wealthy if you aren't wealthy. What? That's the problem. That's the problem right there. I told him that too right there. I said, see, that's the problem right there. People think that only the wealthy people can talk about money. People think that, you know, you have to have a whole lot to give knowledge out. Man, you don't have to be the richest person in the world just to share an idea, a thought. And then, you know, you can act on it. So, yeah, it kind of pissed me off when he said that too. But anyway, that's, like I said, that's just a sidebar. I do think conversations about money, conversations about things to build money, wealth, is important because it can spark an idea in someone. And that idea is way more powerful than anything else. That idea, that spark, can lead them to looking into something that's going to make them rich. That could lead them to thinking outside the box. And that could make them rich. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, I definitely think these thoughts are important. Anyway, back to the investing. So as again, I said, this is for the beginners and the people that are new to the stock market. So when you start investing, the very, very first thing that you need to figure out is, why do you want to invest? Of course, the easy answer is we want to make money. You want to make money. That's the reason you invest. You want to make money. There are so many different types of investment vehicles, so many different types of stocks, so many different types of investing and trading methods. You need to know why you are investing. And when I say why, it, like, are you investing for your retirement? Are you investing for something that you want down the line? For, like, are you investing for the next 10 years? Are you going to be investing for the next 5 years? Do you want to just invest for a year because you don't want your money in the savings? You want to see what your money can do in a investing account, and it's just going to be for a year? Or do you need a quick flip? You trying to flip money, like, right away, ASAP. All of that's important. That's important. You need to know why you want to invest and what are you investing for when it comes to the stock market. Because these are all things that's going to play a vital part in how you invest, what you invest in. You know, this is information that you need to know pulling up to the gate. You need to know this information. Why are you choosing to invest? It's so important to understand that. And then once you know what you want to do or why you want to invest, from there, you need to learn and do some research on investing. So we all can, you know, you can look on YouTube, you can follow your friend at work that's an avid investor. You can listen to them. They're going to give you something. Every investor thinks they know, you know, the best route, because of course you're going to have confidence in whatever you're doing. So they're going to think they're the best, but you need to know. So before you follow anyone's advice, before you just watch YouTube videos, I appreciate you checking mine out. You need to do the research and understand what you're investing into. You need to understand. So I would recommend reading a book on stocks if you're really serious about it, because you don't want to just fall victim to whatever someone tells you and you don't know. You know, you don't want to fall into that sinkhole. So make sure you do some research on the stock market before you get into it, before you, you know, buy that first stock. At least understand it a little bit before you dive in. You know, it's easy to go up there and buy a stock. And, you know, it is fun. Sometimes it's exhilarating because you're doing something. A lot of people are doing something they've never done before, and they're investing. But it's still key to understand what's going on when you invest, why you're going to invest into a certain company or stock or bond. All of that is key. So I definitely think you going to do some research is imperative, because you need to understand what's going on. All right. So after you understand why you want to invest, understand a little bit about the stock market and investing, once you know those things, you probably will be ready to choose a broker so you can have that account and start trading stocks and investing in stocks with your broker. I want to let you know that, you know, you should choose the best broker for you for whatever you think, you know, you will be investing into and the reasons you are investing. For example, if you want to invest in bonds and things like that, you need to choose the broker that allows you to do that. You want to trade options and things like that, you need to choose the broker that maybe the options fees are low. If you want to choose a broker that has a reputable reputation, you know, do your research on that. But I do want to leave you with one thing. A lot of people want to say certain brokers aren't what other brokers are, like for Robinhood isn't as good as Charles Schwab, or Charles Schwab isn't as good as Webull. Okay, you can take your time. Or Fidelity isn't as good as Charles Schwab. You can take your time and pick whatever brokers you want to, but I do want to let you know that when it comes to investing and trading, it's the trader or the investor that makes the trade, not the broker. So no matter who you have, if you have Webull, Robinhood, Charles Schwab, is the investor or trader that places that order, not the brokerage. You see what I'm saying? So it matters to some what broker you're with, but at the end of the day, it's on you to know what you're investing into, you know? So I think people get too caught up on saying their broker is better than this broker and this broker is better than that broker. But at the end of the day, it's the investor. At the end of the day, you knowing, you know, I want to invest at this price, set a limit trade. It's the investor or trader that makes the account, you know what I mean? Not the brokerage. So a lot of people get hung up on that, but honestly, it's important depending on what you want to do. But at the end of the day, they all, you know, just brokers. You are the one that is actually putting in the work to research and understanding when you want to buy and sell. And another thing on brokers, if you are new, you might want to check with maybe your bank or whoever you frequently do business with bank wise, because a lot of times they offer you deals for signing up with their brokerage account. Like your bank might offer a deal if you sign up with their brokerage account. You know, you might get an extra $500 in your account or something like that. It all depends on who you're with and, you know, where you're at, like where your assets are at. So yeah, just that's something to look into too. All right, and once you're all set, you know, you have your brokerage account, you're probably gonna want to go ahead and invest in stocks. Hopefully, we're going back to the research and learn. Hopefully, you already have an idea of what you want to invest into, be it ETFs, be it single stocks, and understand that you need to you need to understand what type of trader you want to be, what type of mindset you have, because it's different mentalities for each type of trader. So someone that, you know, wants to build for retirement, they might like dividends, they might love dividends, they might like the fact that they can put their money somewhere. Price might go up and down on the stock, but they're going to consistently earn their dividend. They might love that. You know, so dividend investing might be for some people, but some dividend investing takes time and time to build up. So back to what I said, you got to understand why you are investing, you know, and what you want from your investing account. And I'm going to keep hitting these topics because they are at the cornerstone of your investing account. So again, I said dividend stocks take time to accumulate. So if you are someone that maybe later already older in life, or you don't have time to, you know, accumulate that because you just want to invest for a short amount of time, 5 years, and try to double or triple your money, dividend investing might not be for you. So that slow pace of investing from dividends, you know, that might not be for you. So that's why you got to know yourself. And the price of dividend, the top paying dividend stocks and aristocrats, you know, that the regular price of the stock sometimes doesn't grow 20% in a year or 20% in even 2 years, but you will be making money from your dividend payments, you know, payouts, your dividend payouts. You'll be making money from that. But if you want something that's quick, you're trying to get a quick flip in 5 years or a year's time frame, something like investing into growth stocks might be something that you want to look into. Or heck, even if you are cool with playing on the risky side, penny stocks, that stuff might be, you know, lucrative to you, you know, trying to make money off of those quick penny stocks, or, you know, those top growth stocks. Like I said, that might actually spark your interest a little more than those dividend stocks. So heck, even crypto might spark your interest. I know I like crypto, it definitely got my attention, but that might even be an option. You know, it all depends on what you are trying to do. It really does. If you need extra money, you're trying to make some money for the next month, you want to double whatever money you got the next month, heck, it might be time for you to be a day trader or a swing trader. And these all are possible avenues for anyone, but they just have to know themselves and know what they want from their portfolio. And I just wanted to talk about this. Of course, we're going to talk a lot more about investing because I want to talk about things like, I have a lot more to talk about when it pertains to investing, but I just want to make this video short and sweet to the point. So if you are a new investor, the investing for beginners tip that I would give you guys is, like I said, make sure you understand what you are investing into. Make sure you understand what you want from your investing account. And like I said, make sure you do your research about the stock market or investment. Make sure you always do the research. All right. So make sure you guys hit the like button, subscribe, and come back and see me, because I got plenty to talk about. Next time, I'm going to be talking about the power of ETFs. Yep. If you're a new investor, ETFs might be a route that you want to go, opposed to individual stocks. But we're going to talk about it in the next video. All right. I appreciate y'all checking me out. Peace.